Proclamation number 8351 of 9th of December, 1962. Confused thinking of humanity. Admitting the truth. This, too, is a sign of the confusion of human thinking, that it is difficult to make people believe that I make myself known through the inner word. For their thinking does not reach beyond their intellect. They try to explain everything intellectually. And since the human being only ever has limited abilities as long as he is not spiritually attuned, my adversary's influence is still too strong for him to recognize a divine spiritual working. Then he always looks for an explanation corresponding to his own confused intellect for unusual spiritual processes. This explanation will always be satanic activity in the case of religious fanatics, while completely earthly-minded people will look for an explanation in fantasies and religious, enthusiastic ideas. For they are only able to recognize all spiritual activity through the spirit within themselves. And this is only awakened through love, which is why no understanding can be expected from unloving people, whereas the person who is willing to love thinks about it and is also willing to accept what is conveyed to him about the working of my spirit in the human being. But how far away are people from love and also from truth? The truth can only be understood by a person who is willing to love, and love has grown cold, so that only a few people ever live in truth, that only a few people ever recognize me myself and my voice when it is heard or conveyed to them by my messengers. I myself am unusually active in the lost days before the end in order to wrest the souls my adversary holds captive from me. But I am not recognized and yet cannot influence a person through coercion that he opens himself to my voice. Dense darkness lies over the earth which could well chase away my light from above, yet anyone who does not allow the shine of the light to penetrate him, who closes himself when a ray of my light wants to enter his heart, will not find his way out of the darkness, for his free will alone determines whether I or my adversary gains influence over him. People's thinking is excessively taken up by the world, by matter, which my adversary always unceasingly presents to them. They only ever use their intellect to increase their worldly advantages, to increase their earthly wealth, and the more confused their thinking will become, for it distances itself from everything divine and spiritual. Man can no longer think spiritually because he is filled with the world belonging to my adversary, who is the prince of this world. And until the overstrong urge in him to provide his body with all comfort subsides, until he feels the world's goods to be stale and dull and now seeks something else which satisfies him and which he can only find by spiritual means, he will not clarify his thinking either, and he will be unable to recognize and accept my gifts of grace. Nevertheless, time and again attempts shall be made to offer them to worldly people. Attempts shall be made to awaken their interest and to point them to the actual purpose of earthly life. For time and again such people are mentally influenced by the beings of light which were given to them as guides for their earthly course. And strokes of fate or sorrowful occasions can nevertheless change their thinking one day and make them realize the emptiness of their existence. And therefore no effort should be spared on the part of my servants on earth in order to save a soul from spiritual darkness time and again. For patience and perseverance can achieve much, because time and again my wisdom and care also create opportunities which can change the thinking of an obdurate person. Which is why you should also learn to look at the many disasters and accidents which affect people as means used by my love to bring such people to their senses who find it very difficult to detach themselves from the world in matter. and what my word does not achieve can bring about such strokes of fate, and only then can I confront such people in the word and also address them through my mediators. Only then will they attach meaning to this word and think it through. And then my word can also become a bright light for them, in the light of which they recognize the right path and walk it. For I want to bring salvation to all people from their spiritual adversity. But people must not erect barriers themselves which completely shut them off from me, because I will not force their transformation into right thinking against their will. Amen.